There you go, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is All Aussie Radio, coming to you live from the Nanango Country Music Muster. Muster hasn't started yet. It's actually going to be kicking off next Thursday. And have I got a treat for you this afternoon, listeners? Yes, on the program this afternoon with me is the headlining act, Mr. Jade Hurley. He's going to be on the show with us. And he's the headlining act next Thursday. So it's going to be sensational to catch up with the incredible Jade Hurley. I caught up with him a few weeks ago when I was in Sydney, seen him in performance mode numerous times. And what a great guy he is, okay? Absolutely unbelievable. So there you go, folks. Now, apart from that, we are also promoting another country music festival as well, okay?
Head on out to Texas this September for 3 days of the best music west of the range, featuring an all-Aussie lineup with Brooke McClymont and Adam Eckersley, supported by artists including Hayley Jensen, the Viper Creek Band, Will Day and Max Jackson, plus a host of some of the best country artists in the one location. A great family weekend. Camp on site amongst the trees with markets, food vendors and kids entertainment. Get your country crew together and head to Texas this September. The Texas Country Music Festival, September 21-23.
Yeah, now some lucky listener is going to be winning a family pass. That's two adults, two children, and the campsite all taken care of, courtesy of the Texas Country Music Festival, okay? Now, as you heard in our little promo, that is from the 21st to the 23rd of September. I'm going to give you guys a clue. So anybody listening in this afternoon, the clue is going to happen this afternoon. We've been talking about it now for the last few weeks. I'm going to play a particular track, and the person who can email me at allaussieradio@gmail.com. That's allaussieradio@gmail.com with the answer is going to win themselves a family pass. Two adults, two children, and your campsite all taken care of for the Texas Country Music Festival. Now, I'm going to do that throughout this program, so you better be listening, okay? You better be listening in and figure out what the clue is, because if you work out what the clue is and you're the first person to email me at allaussieradio@gmail.com, you're going to be the lucky winner of the family pass. Two adults, two children, and your camping fee all taken care of as well, okay? So I'm going to kick the show off now, and as I said, we are starting the Country Music Festival, or Muster, here at Nanango next Thursday, okay? Next Thursday, that's all going to happen. And I'm going to be playing you tracks this afternoon from all of the acts that are appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. Now, I'm going to kick it off with a song by Kiara Rodriguez. This is a brand new single, folks. It's a number called Message in a Bottle. Kiana Rodriguez.
I wind down with a red cabernet. Pour it all and you fade away. One sip and I'm hypnotized. You ain't even dancing in my mind. And I'm fine, I ain't holding. I don't ache for you till that last drop is gone. Cause there's a message in the bottom of the bottle telling me I'm gonna be just fine. Though I know it's gonna hurt tomorrow, tonight I'm gonna drink you off my mind. But the liquor thickens quicker as it's running through my veins, and I'm reaching for the phone, reaching out for you again. There's a message in the bottle. Full of pity. I sent a text and I didn't let you miss me. Regret and no reply. Thought I meant it when I said it'll be the last time. And I swear that I've let go of you. But when that bottle's empty, I feel empty too. Cause there's a message in the bottom of the bottle telling me I'm gonna be just fine. I know it's gonna hurt tomorrow. Tonight I'm gonna drink you off my mind. But the liquor thickens quicker as it's running through my veins. And I'm reaching for the phone, reaching out for you again. There's a message in the bottle, baby. And it's called
is what I do. But when I pour that last glass, I pour my heart right out to you. 'Cause there's a message in the bottom of the bottle telling me I'm gonna be just fine. Though I know it's gonna hurt tomorrow, tonight I'm gonna drink you off my mind. There's a message in the bottom of the bottle telling me I'm gonna be just fine. Though I know it's gonna hurt tomorrow, tonight I'm gonna drink you off my mind. But the liquor thickens quicker as it's running through my veins. I'm reaching for the phone, reaching out for you again.
Oh, there we go, listeners. That is Kiara Rodriguez, one of the artists that will be appearing at the Nenango Country Music Muster. Okay, now that starts next Thursday. That's going from the 7th through until the 10th of September. Okay, you still got time to get tickets, and you can either come in with a pass for the entire thing, or you can just come in on a particular day if you want. Now, Jade Hurley, he's on it Thursday night, I think from about 7 p.m. through until 9 p.m. And if I understand it correctly, you can pay $20 to see him, okay? But, of course, you've got to have your wristbands and all this kind of stuff. You just can't waltz in. No, you can't just waltz in. And, of course, if you want to stay, people are arriving today. They've been arriving for days, in fact, and it is starting to pack out. But I'm sure they'll be able to find you somewhere if you decided you wanted to bring your camper or your caravan or whatever and experience the entire festival, which is going to be absolutely sensational. It is the 20th year this year for the Nenango Country Music Muster, and this is why I'm here, promoting the artist, promoting the event, and also to catch up with my good mate Jade Hurley, who's going to be on the program with us a little bit later on this afternoon. I'm going to play another track now, and this is by Brian Letton, okay? The song is called She's Gotta Be Emu Export.
Now I've had a crack at Forex and Southwark now and then, and Tui's isn't all that bad when I get the drinking yen. West End's not a bad brew, VB puts you to the test, but when it's all balled down, the number one crown is the emu from the west. Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. Gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop. Yeah, Swan's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best. She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west. Now I was at this big posh wedding and they had all the fancy gear, but they were only drinking champagne, not a drop of good old beer. Oh, I'd have given away me missus for a tinny of the best. And I hollered out like a drunken lout, where's the emu from the west? Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. Gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop. Yeah, Swan's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best. She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west. Now when I'm travelling interstate and I leave the west behind, I have to drink the local brew or whatever else I can find. But I soon get these withdrawals and I start feeling kinda queer, and I'm not right until I've drunk me fill of emu export beer. Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. Gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop. Yes, one's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best. She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west. Now this tale has a happy ending. You see, it's really a song of class. But some bloke said to me the other day, you can shove your emu up your... Well, I've been drunk in every state and I've sampled all their beer. And they're all okay, but let me say, give me emu export beer.
Yes, yeah, she's got a emu export when we're getting on the grog. Got to be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop.
Yes, one's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best.
She's got to be emu export, mate, they drink it in the West.
Yes, she's got to be emu export, mate, they drink it in the West.
Oh, there we go, listeners. That is Brian Letton. It's got to be emu export. What a fabulous song. Good toe-tapping little number there now. He is going to be one of the artists appearing here at the Nanango Country Music Muster next week, okay? Kicks off on Thursday the 7th of September, goes through until the 10th. It's going to be sensational. And straight after that, listeners, we are also, that's we as in all Aussie radio, is going to be going to the Texas Country Music Festival, which is from 21st to 23rd of September. Now, some lucky listener is going to win a family pass, including your camping fee is taken care of. Two adults, two children, and your camp fee. So bring your swag, bring your caravan, bring your motorhome, bring whatever you like. And if you're lucky and you can figure out what the clue is from this week's show, and email me. The first one, email me the answer, okay, to allaussieradio@gmail.com. The first person to email me the answer at allaussieradio@gmail.com will win that family pass. Now, the clue's going to be given in this program today, and the winner will be announced the following Sunday, next Sunday, okay, folks? I'm going to do a double shot of Brian Letton because he's had my toe tapping. I'm going to play a little bit different, a little bit of a different song, not like She's Got to Be Emu Export, no. The track is called A Picture of the Bush. Brian Letton, listeners.
It was in a busy city mall I first noticed him when I heard him call. A dollar for this picture of the bush. A thin old man, all bent with age, drawing on a foolscap page. A dollar for this picture of the bush. Curiosity got the better of me. I wandered closer so that I might see what his wrinkled hands and his pencil might produce. He sketched a scene of untamed scrub, and every line was drawn with love. A dollar for this picture of the bush. Worn out R.M. Williams boots and jeans fit for rags. A tattered old coat was all that kept the cold winds from his back. His grubby face unshaven, his gray old eyes were dim. A dollar for this picture of the bush. I took my wallet from my coat and pulled out a $20 note. And I said, I'll take that picture when it's done. And I said that he could keep the change. He looked at me, eyes filled with pain. With trembling voice, he whispered, God bless you, son. Oh, I'd visit the city now and then, and I made a point of looking for him. He was always in that same place in the mall, sketching scenes for a dollar a touch. Didn't sell many, never made very much. a dollar for this picture he would call. Worn out R.M. Williams boots and jeans fit for rags. A tattered old coat was all that kept the cold winds from his back. His grubby face unshaven, his gray old eyes were dim. A dollar for this picture of the boy. It was late night shopping one Christmas Eve, and laughter filled the busy city streets. I went to find my old friend in the mall, but the place was bare where he once stood, and in my heart I knew that he'd gone for good. And never again would I hear that old familiar call. In his worn out R.M. Williams boots and jeans fit for rags, a tattered old coat was all that kept the cold winds from his back. A picture is now all that remains, and it hangs pride of place in a lovely wooden frame. And a fortune will never buy that picture of the bush.
A dollar for this picture of the bush.
Hey, what do you think of that one, listeners? That is Brian Letton. Picture of the bush. Coming to you live today from the Nanango Country Muster at Nanango Showground. Festival's going to start next week, folks, so if you've got any interest, any desire whatsoever to come along to this sensational festival, make sure you get your tickets. You can buy them, I think you can buy them at the gate. I'm sure you can. And the festival starts next Thursday, so you've still got like 4 days before the action kicks off. Jade Hurley is the headliner on that day, and he's going to be a guest on our program a little bit later on this afternoon.
All Aussie radio, all Aussie content, all Aussie music with Phil C.
Gonna play your track now. Gina Timms, Men on Pause.
It started out with a hot flush, and I thought I was ill. I knew I wasn't pregnant, and I'm too old for the pill. Then it finally dawned on me of what was the cause. I was getting to the age to put men on pause. It's gotta be my hormones that sends me into a rage. The next minute I'm soaking, maybe it's just my age. I start to sweat, my face gets red, my heart races like a horse. I guess I'm nearly at the age where I'll put men on pause. The extra hair on my chin sure was a sign. You stay on your side of the bed, and I'll stay here on mine. Till this heart flush subsides and the night sweats withdraw. I'm sorry our marriage has come to this, putting men on pause. Make sure it's nothing severe. I promise you it's nothing. It's just I've hit 50 years. With that comes the symptoms, and I start to clench my jaw. I know you're thinking I'm too young to put men on pause. I'm not looking for sympathy, just maybe a little hug. Think of all the fun we'll have when I start to take those drugs. I can't promise you that I won't scream at my in-laws. I hope they know I love you. It's just my men on pause. You say you'll stand by my side and that you understand. understand. You've never given birth or breastfed, you're just a man. It's best not to patronize when I get out the clothes. If you wanna survive another episode of my menopause. Fellas, you know we love you all, but we're putting men on pause.
Oh, what do you think of that one, fellas? You're being put on pause. Wow, Gina Timms putting men on pause. Oh, has it ever happened to you, fellas? I think it happens to all of us at some point in our lives, in some point in our relationships, doesn't it, you know? Anyway, we become redundant. Unless, of course, we need to clean out the gutters and mow the lawns, do all that crazy stuff. All right, just being silly here. Phil C., if you've just joined us, this is All Aussie Radio, coming to you live from Nanango, from the Country Music Muster. Playing you songs this afternoon by all the acts that are coming to you from the Country Music Muster. Also doing a clue, giving out a clue today, whereby you can win a family pass to the Texas Country Music Festival. Okay, now you've got to listen to the program closely, and if you figure it out, some lucky person, some lucky family is going to win this pass. Okay, the festival starts on the 21st and goes through until the 23rd of September. And yeah, if you're lucky and you get the answer, you can message me on email at allaussieradio@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to play a track now by Jeff Brown. Brownie, good mate of mine, met him a few times at a few other country musters, and one of my favourite songs by him, it's a number called Kamikaze Kangaroo.
Hey, Kamikaze Kangaroo, not a real bright thing for you to do, like playing chicken with the bulldog Mac. And when the bull bar knocked you down and your shattered bones fell to the ground, 10 sets of jewels ran straight across your back. 10 sets of jewels ran straight across your back. You were nowhere near the road that day, but you thought it might be fun to play a game with me when you heard the road trains roar. From a patch of roadside scrub you hopped, you put the foot down when you should have stopped. It's a game you when your mates will play no more. It's a game you when your mates will play no more. You far too soon, now you're blown up like a big balloon on the road where the MACK pummeled you. That's what you get for playing chicken. Now there's crows and wedgies picking on your carcass, Kamikaze Kangaroo. On your carcass, Kamikaze Kangaroo. The old emu's flattened feathers, guts and crap on your clean rig. Well, I even hit a wedge tail once. He was far too busy having lunch on a swollen, blown-up Kamikaze pig. On a swollen, blown-up Kamikaze pig. foxes too, crows, galahs and cockatoos, echidnas, sheep, cows to name a few. All dying to get across the track, just a bit slow for this bulldog Mac, like that fearless kamikaze kangaroo. Like that gutsy kamikaze kangaroo. Yeah, that mongrel kamikaze kangaroo.
There we go, listeners. That is Jeff Brown, Kamikaze Kangaroo. And I was chatting to Lass yesterday for my following program, or Roaming Oz. Now, she was telling me that all the ladies swoon over Jeff Brown here at the Nenango Country Music Muster. Now, he's a great singer. He's a good-looking bloke too. Drives a big rig, hauling cotton. Yeah, he's a real ladies' man. But I got to tell you, ladies, I think he's married. I think he's got a family. You can swim over him all you like, but I don't think he's available. All righty, continuing on with the music. I'm going to play you one more song, and then I'm going to get Mr. Jade Hurley on the phone lines, okay? Now, Jade is going to be appearing here at the Muster, here at Nenango. And then next Thursday, he's going to be here, okay? And I guess everybody can't wait to see him get his leg up on the side of that piano. And, you know, he's 80 years young and he can still get that leg up on the side of the piano, okay? But I don't know if he needs a glass and a half of milk and or a full cream block of chocolate to keep up his energy, girls. But, yeah, he's going to be performing, I think, for a couple of hours on Thursday the 7th. So if you're interested in seeing Jade perform, he's at the Country Music Muster here at the Nenango Showground this coming Thursday. Now, let me take you back. I'm going to play you a song by Peter Dennehy, Sort of Dunno Nothing.
How have you been?
Good.
How's your dog?
Good.
How's college going?
Good.
All along, you Dory?
Yep.
You going out tonight?
Yep.
You going to see your friends?
Yep.
You gotta have a good catch-up.
Yep.
That should be great.
Yep.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere.
Who'd you see?
No one.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Did you have a good time?
Yep.
What's on tonight?
Nothing.
You're not seeing your mates?
No.
You're just staying at home?
Yep.
What'll you do?
Nothing. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, dunno, nowhere. Yep, nah, dunno, no one, sort of, dunno, nothing.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Dunno.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Dunno.
Are you playing cricket?
Dunno.
Enjoying cricket?
Sort of.
Sort of, eh?
Yep. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, dunno, no, we're good. Yep, no, dunno, no one, sort of, dunno, nothing.
How's your girlfriend?
Good.
Is she away this week?
Yep.
Oh, you must be missing her.
Yep.
Have you rung her yet?
No.
Well, I'll catch you later.
Yep.
Don't get too stressed.
No.
What's on tomorrow?
What?
What's on tomorrow?
Nothing. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, dunno, no, we're good. Yep, nah, dunno, no one, sort of, dunno, nothing. Yep, yep, nothing, nothing, sort of, dunno, no, we're good. Yep, nah, dunno, no one, sort of, dunno, nothing.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Corner Country on All Aussie Radio and we are presently promoting the Nenango Country Music Muster and I've got the headliner on the phones with us right now, listeners, Mr. Jade Hurley. How are you going this afternoon, Jade?
I'm good, Phil. Lovely to talk to you, mate, and I'm so looking forward to Nenango and because it's the first time I've ever been up there to do a show as such, so looking forward to it, mate.
Well, I was going to ask you, I've only ever seen you in sort of rock and roll mode with all your other shows where you get your leg up on the side of the piano and do yeah. your crazy stunts. Just for the benefit of me, because I've never been to this festival either at Nenango, what can we expect you to be doing at a country music muster?
Oh, mate, I've been doing country music musters for years. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, we were doing a show in Brisbane a couple of months ago at the QPAC in Brisbane, which seats 1,500 people, and we sold that show out.
Okay,
and that was wonderful. And a lovely couple came up to me after the show when I was signing autographs and signing CDs and all that sort of thing, which we do after the show. And they said, "You wouldn't believe it, but we just found some footage of you from the Gympie Muster in 1984.
Wow!
Which I headlined, and you wouldn't believe it, Phil. They stuck it on CD and they sent it down to me, and we've only just had a look yesterday.
Okay.
And the footage is like as good as today.
Wow!
And we can't believe it. And you know, singing songs like "Do What You Do Do Well" and "From a Jack to a King" and, you know, "Great Balls of Fire" and a whole lot of shaking going on, "Running Bear," and I mean, all of those. The thing about it is, even though it's a country music muster as such,
yes,
that makes me a little bit different because, from two points of view, I play piano. No one else plays piano and sings as such these days around those sort of venues Going back to the days of the Mike Walsh show, and when Walsh said to me, he said, "Hey mate, because you do all the number one hit records down through the years, how would you like to be part of the show?" But that's exactly what you see from the Mike Walsh show, and going back to the early days of 6 o'clock rock and bandstand, that's what you get still to these days, Phil, and still, as you know it only too well, the leg still goes up on the piano, mate.
Look, I know that too well. It's just I've seen you in various different shows. I saw you with the Three Legends. I haven't yet seen you in the good old days of rock and roll, but I've not seen you at a country muster. So I was just curious to think, are you going to be doing your rock and roll routine? And it's sounding like you are.
No, of course I do. I mean, we rock out there, rocking all over the world, and straight away, the first thing I do when I rock out there to the piano and the piano stool and everything, get people clapping their hands above their heads and everything like that, and they do, because people want to have a good time. I want to have a good time because I'm there for an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever. But I take them on a musical journey down through the world of country music and rock and roll music, country ballads and instrumentals on the piano as well. And there's never a time, Phil, never a time when we don't have a ball at those country musters. Never.
That's fantastic.
To all those grey nomads out there,
yes,
who are touring around the country in their caravans and their motorhomes, as I do. I mean, we tour in a motorhome. We've got a lovely big motorhome with a slide out and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the piano is under the bed and everything like that. So all those grey nomads out there, head to Nanango on, what is it, Thursday week, tomorrow
week. It's on from the 7th to the 10th of September. Yeah,
that's right. And I'm doing the show on the night of the 7th, which is next Thursday night.
It's going to be
looking forward to that. But as you say, it's there for three days and three nights. Is it 3 days or 4 days and three nights?
It starts on the 7th, I think, and goes through until the 10th. So there's, that's 3 nights, I think. So it might,
Three nights, 4 days. All good. All good. So we're so looking forward to it, mate. But, a mixture of great old country songs and anything from Jim Reeves to Merle Haggard and all of that sort of thing, and a bit of Jerry Lee Lewis maybe. You never know what's around the corner because they're so laid back, those country music musters. They're so laid back, but because people bring their own chairs along there and they sit in front of the stage and everything like that, and it's so casual and everyone's just looking to have a good time. I guarantee you they do have a good time.
Oh, look, how can they not
have...
You know
why? Because I have a good time.
Of course you do, mate. I'm just looking at a message that you've put up. You're so looking forward to performing the Heritage Nanango Country Muster on Thursday, the 7th of September, and we will all have a ball, rocking along
Absolutely.
With music and memories. So is
Absolutely.
This what, is this what people can expect? Johnny Cash, Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, Jim Reeves, Elvis?
Yep. Yeah, all of that, absolutely, because it's not like when I do the good old days of rock and roll show with Little Paddy and Dinah Lee and Digger
Revelle and Lucky Digger Star, and, yeah.
Lucky Star, yeah, that's a wonderful show. Uh-huh. But my show is entirely different to that, because when we do the big showcase show with all the other artists and all that sort of thing, the good old days of rock and roll, we just do a couple of segments of four or five songs each and that sort of thing. But when I do my own show, I get out there. Bear in mind, I've got to pace myself right now, mate. I'm 80 years of age. I just turned 80 a couple of weeks back.
No.
But the old age still goes up on the piano. Don't forget that, Phil.
I know it does, and I'm just reading your message here, mate, and it says, yes, girls, I can still get it up.
Well, that's what it's all about, mate. It is fun.
Of course it
Johnny
is.
Johnny O'Keefe told me all those years ago when he was managing me, and he discovered me at the LOR Hotel in Sydney doing a singing whole lot of shaking going on. Coming over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on, the old Jerry Lee Lewis song.
Yes.
And he put me on 6 o'clock rock, and he ended up managing me and everything like that. And he said, mate, as soon as you walk out there on stage, people want to be entertained. They want to laugh. They want to clap their hands. They want to stamp their feet. And I just used the old Johnny O'Keefe model, and because he was the master.
He was, yes.
And here I am all these years later, and we're 65-odd years later, and still doing it.
Still doing it. And mate, yeah. I've seen you perform recently, and I just want all our listeners to know that just because you're 80, you certainly don't behave like an 80-year-old. That's for sure.
I've got to tell you, after an hour and a half, a two-hour show, mate, I'm buggered.
Yes.
And I have a ball. And straight after the show, we go off stage and we talk to everyone. And if anyone wants to buy a CD or a DVD or anything, or a poster or anything like that, we talk to people. If you want your photographs taken or anything like that, you just want to have a chat after the show. Hey, that's once again, Johnny O'Keefe told me, the more time you spend after the show just chatting to people, the more you hold on to the fans down through the years. And I never forgot that.
Yeah, of course.
Never forgot that. And it's not only that, mate, it's the fact that, you know, people pay good money to come along and see your show and everything like that. It's no big deal after the show to go off stage and just chat to people and have your photograph taken with them and everything like that. It's of course, it's wonderful.
Yep. Mate, I can't wait to catch up with you again. I know I caught up with you in Sydney a couple of weeks ago. We were down there. You were there with the Elvis Festival that Dave Lazarus put on, or the Elvis, the biggest show on earth, they called it. So it was great to see you down there, mate, and I can't wait to see you again with that leg up on the side of the piano doing what best, mate.
Good on you, mate. Look forward to seeing you there next Thursday.
All right, mate. I'm going to play a song now. Have you got a favourite I can just throw on to wind this up, one of your ones?
Oh, mate, probably, I don't know, Rocking All Over the World or something like that. I don't know.
All right, mate.
Anything to get the old feet stomping and the old hands clapping again.
Good on you, mate. Thank you so much for the time today, Jade. I really appreciate that, mate. And so are our listeners are going to be looking forward to catching up with you at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and you're going to be there Thursday, the 7th of September. Thank you so much, Jade.
Good on you, Phil. Look forward to seeing you there, mate. Take care, folks. See you in the show.
There we go, listeners. That is Jade Hurley, and we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after one of his big hits.
dancing shoes. Here we go, rocking all over the world. I like it, 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 la 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 la. Here we go, rocking all over the world. I like it, 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 la 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 like it.
There we go, listeners. Rocking all over the world, Mr. Jade Hurley. And he's going to be rocking all over Nanango Country Music Muster here at the Nanango Showground. Okay, now that song was written by John Fogerty of formerly Creedence Clearwater Revival, and also Status Quo had a crack at it, but that's Jade's version. So if you're in Nanango from the 7th to the 10th, make sure you check out the Country Music Muster at the Nanango Showground with Mr. Jade Hurley as the headliner on Thursday, the 7th of September. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
G'day, it's Peter Chapman here, and here's my brand new song, That Kind of Bar.
Who's counting
this in? Shooting through the loser scenes. Thank you, Santa, for the cheap.
Is that kind of bar? Is that kind of bar? Is that kind of bar?
Hey, there we go, listeners. That is Peter Chapman, That Kind of Bar. What a great song. Coming to you live today, we are from Nanango Country Music Muster, which kicks off next Thursday with Jade Hurley as the headliner. Now, don't forget, the next Country Music Muster I'll be going to is Texas. And if you want to find out anything about how you can win a family pass to that one, I will let you know straight after this next track by Dean Parrott. It's called Six Decks to Darwin.
Next to Darwin, hauling up the Duncan Road. I just rolled out of Newry with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. On the stations in the top end, they are mustering the steers. Well, I've export out of Wyndham and the Darwin Harbour piers. So we got the road trains rolling and we're heading now to load. In this fabled series Kenworth, I power up the road. When the soft grey light of morning comes a-creeping through the sky, the trailers are a-rattling as we load the cattle high. 180 head of Brahmin beauties are ready for the ride. And to tell you that I love the job should come as no surprise. Yeah, I got six decks to Darwin hauling up the Buntine Road. Just rolled out of Canfield with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. Let them roll. Glance back in my mirrors where the trailers track behind. I see a dust cloud rise and filling up the sky. I'll stop to check the cattle now and then along the way. Then when we hit the bitumen, the wind'll fill our sails. From the red dust and the ranges to the ocean deep and blue, you'll hear the old girl growling as the gear shift changes through. There's the song of travelling cattle to the rhythm of the road, while the horses neat the bonnet knuckle down and bear the load. Yeah, I got six decks to Darwin hauling up the Barclay Road. Just rolled out of Lake Nash with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. Six decks to Darwin hauling up the Duncan Road. Just rolled out of Rosewood with a load of top-end gold. Heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory.
There we go, listeners. That is Dean Parrott, a local lad to Nanango. Yes, and he will be appearing at the Nanango Country Music Muster. I've got about 10 minutes to go, folks, before we end this particular program, Corner Country. And then I've got a program for you called Roman Oz. And I have got three special guests on the program this afternoon. Let me see. I've got a long-time traveller of 17 years coming to this particular muster, okay? And then I've got one of the walk-up entertainers, Mr. Max Mayer, and he's going to sing us a song and play us a tune on his guitar. And then, we've also got the artist coordinator, okay, who is going to be telling us all about the artists and what it is to be the artist coordinator here at the Nanango Country Music Muster. Okay, continuing on. Oh, I've got to tell you, don't forget about winning the family pass to Texas Country Music Festival. Now, there's a clue in the show that we're listening to and bringing to you right now, okay? And it's to do with the singers and the songs. So if you can figure out the singer and the song that's going to be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival, okay, and send an email to me, philc@allaussieradio@gmail.com. Okay, and you're the first one to answer the question at allaussieradio@gmail.com. Tell me who the singer is in this program that's going to be appearing at the Texas Country Music Festival. And if you're the first one to tell me, you are going to be winning that family pass. Two adults, two children, and your camp fees all taken care of. The festival's from the 21st to the 23rd of September. I'm going to play a track now by the very talented lady we started this program with, okay? Kiara Rodriguez. Now, she is also going to be singing the national anthem here at the Nenango Country Music Muster. So I'm going to play another one of her tracks. It's a number called I Don't Love You Anymore. Kiara Rodriguez, listeners.
Forget, forgive, move on, they say. It's not worth the price you pay. Clinging to a love that's come to pass. And someday I'll escape the tears. I'll heal and I'll confront my fears. Love was lost, but it won't be my loss. This sorrow I ain't taking, though my heart is surely breaking. And though it hurts me, I still know the scar. You don't love me anymore. There's nothing I can do. I can fight and I can cry, but that still won't get me you. You don't have to say you're sorry. You don't have to believe. Second best. I gave you love, the truest kind, and yet it seems I tend to find that somehow I just don't pass the test. And maybe I deserve it, then again you can't be worth it. If you think that I'm not worth fighting for, you don't love me.
Listeners, Phil C here, coming to you live from the Nenango Showground for the Nenango Country Music Muster, and also promoting the Texas Country Music Festival, alrighty, which is on from the 21st to the 23rd of September, and giving away a family pass. If you can figure out what the answer is to the question, which of the artists I've been playing this afternoon is appearing at that particular festival, okay, and message me on the email address allaussieradio@gmail.com. Going to play you a song now by Gina Timms, and the song is called Another Veteran That's Broken.
Another veteran
grumpy face as they join the ADF, not thinking for a second there'd ever be regrets. Serving the country was meant to be forever, but they came home a-missing at the end of their tether. Their chief and their sarge, well, they came from old school, where they barked the orders and crying wasn't cool. They needed them to understand their own world, can't they see? It's totally consuming them, their PTSD. They'd put their uniform on and try and wear it with pride, but it was just a trigger for the demons inside. You see, every time the fear inside them won't be walking, all they feel is angst now, just another veteran that's broken.
To Texas this September for 3 days of the best music west of the range, featuring an all-Aussie lineup with Brooke McClymont and Adam Eckersley, supported by artists including Hayley Jensen, the Viper Creek Band, Will Day and Max Jackson, plus a host of some of the best country artists in the one location. A great family weekend. Camp on site amongst the trees with markets, food vendors and kids entertainment. Get your country crew together and head to Texas this September. The Texas Country Music Festival, September 21-23.
There you go, listeners, and don't forget to message me if you think you know the answer to who is appearing at that festival that was played on this afternoon's program, and message me on allaussieradio@gmail.com. It's time for me to hang up the headphones, folks, put the horse in the stable, sit back with a bourbon and a beer on the porch. Yeehaw! See you somewhere in Corner Country.